Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 577.5, up 1.25. Soft May, 528, down 2.25. May corn, 394.25, down 0.25. July, 402, down 0.5. December, 418, down 0.25. May soybeans, 967.5, down 0.25. July, 972.25, down 0.5. November, 948.75, down 0.5. May soybean meals, 325.20, up $2. May soybean oil, 3025, down 24 cents. April live cattle, 162.42.5, down 7.5. April feeders, 218.65, up 2.5. And then here's the outlier. April lean hogs are 62.42.5, and they're up 112.5. Quick programming announcement. Today is a USDA reporting day. 11 o'clock, the prospective planning, as well as the quarterly grain stock reports, come out from USDA. We'll have special coverage after the smoke clears a little bit. We have time to think about it. With Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. He'll be on this afternoon at about 12:40 Central Time. And he also joins us right now before the reports. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave. Is today finally the day we've been waiting for?
Well, the market says so because it isn't doing anything.
This is an exercise in futility until about 11 o'clock today, isn't it? We've sat around here. We've taken time to hopefully position right going into this report, and then we're going to have to sit back and analyze and then reanalyze the numbers as to when will they have actually locked down the planning intentions. Will they make some adjustments for the weather we've had in the non-planning that we've seen happen in the South? Mm-hmm. So, it's going to be a big question whether that first initial number is going to include the reduction of probably corn acres being planted in Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, and all those areas because of the lateness of the thing switching over.
Now, when is their window shut down there? Because just like here in the Midwest, they can get a whole lot of crop in a whole little bit of time.
I think depending on the individual and what they've looked at, have we maybe seen some switching from because of what's happened during the month of March to the cotton price, to the rice price, to especially the cash milo price, with being in a little bit, being 2 to 3 weeks behind down there on what we're looking at. That's the big question mark. Or will they leave it with what the intentions were the 1st of March?
Rule one of the marketplace is to humble you. And so I wonder if the trade has got it figured out that there will be fewer corn acres, a lot fewer, and a lot more soybean acres, or maybe they're on the outside of a range that isn't going to be as extreme.
I think that, we might have less acres of corn and beans than what some of them had thought there would be at March 1st today when we look at it. The total between the corn and the beans might be less. We do feel that the bean acreage is going to be higher than last year. It's how much higher. And, it's a big bet out here, and that's for sure. The majority of a lot of people have been saying, keep your powder dry, that we're going to see some sort of weather event or something to pop us back up again yet to come. But here along the way, if big bean acres do come out in this report, it's going to be awfully hard to punch through that $10 mark again without some real weather problems.
I think that there's been a lot of hedging ahead of the report. There's probably a lot of orders in the market. I would not be surprised if in December corn there's a bunch starting at 420 and running up to 430. I also wouldn't be surprised. And above that. I also wouldn't be surprised in that soybean market if there are people hedging their bets and suggesting that they're going to short the market, and there could be a bunch of orders below 937 with an idea that we're going to try out last year's low.
Very, very much, Dave. I think there's orders that to do it. You know, we've got orders in at extreme levels to buy. We got orders in extreme levels to sell. You know, as we look at it here, you know, we can actually see the corn carryout shrinking into next year if we, you know, would plant under, you know, 87 million acres or less. And basically along the way is, you know, not we don't know what the weather's going to be. We see, you know, the Ukraine and Russia probably cutting back on some of their planted acres because of war problems, because of financial problems. You know, we're hearing that some of the later corn in the South South America has had some dryness problems. You know, a lot of things going on that could change this market around. Also, you know, we're seeing that the gas consumption in the U.S. is the best it's been in the last 7 or 8 years. That means that we can be blending more ethanol. And, of course, you know, just a good demand for the ethanol, it could use up corn bushels.
So there's going to be this jerk reaction probably at 11 o'clock, and then the market, after reading the headline news, will try to digest what it is and adjust accordingly. But often these reports have multiple day effects, maybe even going all the way into Friday. Could this be one of those years where we move significantly more than we actually do today by the week's end?
That's very true. And let's remember, it not goes into Friday. It goes into Thursday when we close, because we're closed Friday for a three-day weekend. So, you know, it even has a little more effect on how we do in going into that, Dave. So very much so. We're gonna see probably reactions all the way through the end of the week.
Okay. So with all that in mind, I suppose we ought to talk a little bit about other things besides corn and soybeans, because the report will have some impact as well on the livestock side, depending on the quarterly disappearance. And there's a lot of people thinking that maybe quarterly disappearance is a little bit richer than we've even anticipated in corn.
Well, yeah, I mean, the hogs number was bigger than what they thought it was going to be on the hogs and pig report on Friday. You know, we're continuing to see a lot of cattle on feed. You know, the cattle price is still staying in there pretty good. So, I mean, we could see a little bigger disappearance on the feed side. That's where the stocks could be down, and that could, and if we are talking about a reduced carryout next year, you know, we still have plenty of corn probably for this year. There's not a doubt in our mind as that one goes. But if you have a smaller carryout in the low end of big number, you know, the end number for next year, of course, that would shrink that even more too. So along the lines, that's one of the things we're looking at, was the increased possible use of feeder residual usage for this last quarter.
The other thing that is going to be a fascination to watch is in the soybeans, whether or not the big acres that we've been talking about negate or do not negate a quarterly grain stock number that if you were to take out for the balance of the year might imply soybean ending stocks around 100 million bushels.
That would be quite a stretch, but it can happen. I mean, the government here is, there's a lot of things that are wide open. Remember, we've had an awfully strong crush so far. We've had awfully good meal consumption. You know, in our area, I would say there's a lot of bins full of corn, but there aren't very many bins full of beans. So, you know, is that the general for the country? And if it is so, maybe the stocks number in the beans could actually you know, push us up enough to not get so shook on the new crop bean number.
That's what I'm suggesting. It won't be the number that we see today, but you carry it out to the year end of the year, the other two quarters, and you might come up with something that's a little bit surprising.
Yeah, it's very, very possible, Dave. That's why this is such a big report, and you know, we will go back to our recommendations before. Orders greatly above and greatly below this market could pay off. And as to tell you what we should do between now and 11 o'clock, probably sit on your hands.
Well, thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana. He'll join us again this afternoon, post-report, at 12:40 p.m. Central Time. May corn, 3.94, down a half. July, 4.01¾, down 3/4. December, 4.17¾, down 1/2. May beans, 9.68½, up 3/4. And November are 9.50, up 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.